If you have your Bible, turn tonight, this afternoon, morning, to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. You go to Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. If you go by Song of Solomon, you've went too far, you need to back up. Amen. Ecclesiastes, sometimes it's a little book stuck in the middle and we a lot of times don't read out of it a whole lot and we skip over it. But it's Ecclesiastes. If you've got an old Scofield, it's on page 703. Amen. A lot of folks have those Scofield. Makes it a little easier. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Be much in prayer about the meeting this week. Pray God just meet with us. Amen. Had a lot of opportunities this week to talk to folks. And God's a moving in a mighty way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 1. Bible says, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in a place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As thou knowest not what is the way of the spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Even so, thou knowest not the works of God who maketh all. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. For if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore remove sorrow from thy heart, and put away evil from thy flesh. For childhood and youth are vanity. I want to preach just a moment this morning, if God will be my help, on this thought, on the voice of the old prophet. The voice of the old prophet. Solomon's telling us here in his wisdom, and he's given us a couple of directions to go. And I thank God for direction from God, don't you? The direction that He gives us, it helps us to walk circumspectly with Him. We wouldn't go to the left or right, or we wouldn't go our way, but we'd go God's way. I thank God for a way that's right, a way that's been approved of God Almighty, and a way that helps us along our way. It gives us the direction, gives us the focus, gives us the stability that we need in the hour we live. You say, preacher, what's missing in America? A stability. Amen. There's no stability in the heart. There's no stability in the home. And there's no stability in the churches. We need the stability of Christ Jesus our Lord. We need a Savior to come alongside us and guide us and lead us. And we can see God Almighty magnified here in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 as the old preacher begins to lay it out. And he says in the beginning here, number one, he says we need to be living by faith. Faith is what gets the job done. Faith is what gives us our encouragement. Faith is what shows us the direction in which we can go. And we know the direction that we have is the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our faith and trust in Him, He's able to make all things possible. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, how does He do that? Because He has all power in heaven and on earth. He has the power, amen, to do for you what you can't do for yourself. He has the power to overcome every obstacle that the world would throw at us. Amen? You say, how do you know that? Because He overcame everything on the cross of Calvary. He overcame every hardship, every trial that we would ever have to face. The Lord Jesus has already conquered that. And through Him, we can be conquerors also. We just have to step out in faith, believe in Him. We see the old preacher, Solomon, as he's preaching this thing, and he's teaching this thing, how he's going from his last experience. Now the Bible tells us in 1 Kings chapter 9, verses 26 through 28, that Solomon had a navy. It was a marvelous navy, and he used that navy to take care of things, to take stuff out and to bring stuff in. But anybody knows about going out in the waters in a boat, any kind of a boat, any kind of a vessel, that there's treacherous things that can happen out on the waterways. You can be at the lake with your boat fishing. Sun can be shining like today, and it'll be nice and such with a smooth wind blowing. And by the end of the day, the clouds can gather, a storm can come in, the winds can pick up, and before you know it, the waters are white-capping. And you're looking for a cave, a cove, you're looking for a place where you can get in out of the storm. There's no security in it, but through faith, praise God, you must sail on. So the old preacher says, hey, listen, he said, just have to have faith in God and just step out with faith that God Almighty is bigger than the storm. God Almighty is bigger than anything this world has. He's able, praise God, to reach down to where you are, to reach down to where I am, and to lift us out. He's able. Hey, he's still the one who can step out and calm the storm. He can still step out and say, peace be still, praise God, and the storm will die, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm glad we serve that God today. And the old preacher, praise God, the voice of the old preacher, he said, hey, praise God, just sail on, glory to God. Just go ahead and put your vessel out there, praise God, and just trust God to get it safely home. Amen. Amen. So we've been part of the old ship of Zion, praise the Lord. Amen. We've done God in the boat. And the Bible tells that old ship will never sink. It may be battered by the storms. It may be battered by the waves. Hey, man, it may encounter a rock and a reef a time or two, but praise God, it's still sure and steadfast. Praise God, there's no holes in it. It's still sailing on today. Amen. Amen. And the old preacher said, we just have to just trust in faith, believing that God Almighty is still in control. Amen. Praise God. He said, if you'll just set it out there upon the water, cast your bread upon the waters. For thou shalt find after many days. I'm going to praise God. Just put it out there in faith, trusting in the Lord today. He goes on and says, give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. He said, well, you know what it is? He said that part. He said, give a portion to seven. Now that portion of seven is completeness. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, just in faith, just trust the Lord. Put it out there, praise God, and just believe that God Almighty will give the increase. Amen. God Almighty is a complete God that'll complete you, and He'll complete me, and we'll finish this thing for His glory and the completeness of God. Amen. Amen. Not only His completeness, but He said seven, and then of eight. Eight is a number of new beginnings. Amen. Glory to God. You say, preacher, you just don't understand how hard it is. You don't know how the trials have come. You don't know what we're facing. Praise God. Yeah, but just put it in God's hand in faith. Praise God. Sail on for Jesus. Glory be to God. And let Him do the rest. Amen. He knows exactly where we're at today. There's nothing ever taken Him by surprise. He's not sitting in heaven rubbing His hands. You're trying to figure out your dilemma. Praise God, my God's bigger than your dilemma. My God's bigger than my dilemma. My God's bigger than every circumstance. My God is God. Amen. And I have an advocate, the Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, that sits at the right hand of the Father to make an intercessory for me and for you. He's there. And that's what He's doing. So He said, we just need to sell out on faith. Amen. S-A-S-A-I-L, sell out. S-A-L-E, praise God. Sell out to God. In faith, just believing, amen, that He has our best interest at heart, and He wants to help us every step of the way, all the way to the end of the way, because He is the way. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The devil come along. Have you ever noticed that when you're by yourself, and things get quiet, the old devil come along and he'll throw things out there at you. He'll say, nobody cares about you. Nobody thinks about you. Nobody's worried about you. But I want to say the devil's a liar. There's no truth in it. He's the father of lies. Because praise God, there is somebody that cares about you. There is somebody that's got you on His mind, and it's the Lord Jesus Christ. He cared about you from the foundation of the world. Hey, praise God, or Lord, just look the devil between beak and bell and say, he thought about me before they was, praise God, before I ever was, and he won't quit thinking on me now.
Amen.
Amen. When it gets dark and dismal, things are closing in. Praise God, Miss G said so many times, praise God, you just got to say Jesus. Shut your eyes, say Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he's a marvelous light, praise God, and outshine the sun. And the old preacher's preaching, and he said, praise God. He said, just sow it out there in faith. Just sell out believing in God. And God Almighty will do the rest. Praise God, he'll bring back fruition. Praise God, he'll restore you. He'll bless you. And he'll encourage you, praise God, for your journey. Man, we all need a little encouragement, don't we? Amen. Every one of us need encouragement. That's why he said that we're supposed to exhort one another. Encourage one another. There's enough discouragement in the world for to go around. Tenfold, 2,400-fold. But praise God, we need to be encouraging each other. Lord, he said, praise God, we can do that, glory to God, by just trusting in the Lord. Amen. He said, for thou knowest not what evil shall be end upon the earth. There's a lot of evil. Talking to a fellow this week, and talking about, he said, the wickedness, he was calling it sin. He said, the sinfulness, the sin that's out here, the sin that's here today, that we, when we were younger people, when we were kids, when we were children, we never had to worry about, we didn't know about. Amen. Sinfulness was everywhere, but it was sin. People kind of tried to hide it. I mean, that's what you do when you live in sin, right? You try to hide it. You don't want nobody to know. Amen. If you got things in your life, praise God, you don't want no people to know about, praise the Lord, you ought to consider bringing it to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask God to take that away from you. Amen. Praise God. Everything that we do as Christians, praise God, we ought to be able to do in the light. Amen. See, when you get to go doing things in the darkness, you get to putting on masks and everything else, praise God, to hide your sin, praise God. You've done left the path of sin and entered into the wickedness of this world. And that's why I told him, I said, we're living in wicked, evil days. It's everywhere. It's all around us. You say, how do we survive? How do we thrive in the wickedness? Praise God, by trusting in the Lord. He's promised He'd be there with us. He'd be that strong force, praise God. If you could look into the heavens, praise God, it would blow your mind. And the enemy that's out there, the prince and power of this present world, would like to destroy us. But I want to say, as he told, praise God, that old prophet, he said, hey, listen. He said, just look up there. The prophet's servant, praise God, Elisha. He said, hey, look, Lord, just open my servant's eyes and just let him see what you've already showed me. The Syrian army was all around. Them, praise God, all on the mountains while they slept at night. The enemy had infiltrated the camp. But praise God, Elisha said, hey, listen, just look up on the hill from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord, praise God. And said, there's more of us, praise the Lord, than there is of them.
Yeah.
Man, if we could see the atmosphere and how God Almighty keeps those ministered spirits. Amen. Come to minister those who believe to call according to His purpose, praise God. They're there to intercede for you and me. Amen. It's the Spirit of God that overcomes those old wicked spirits. Amen. Prophet, I'll say if we submit ourselves to God and resist the devil. He said, if we just say, oh God, I know that you are. The old preacher said, hey, listen, he said, just believe in faith. He said, just put her out there in faith, trusting the Lord today. Amen. Who are you trusting to meet your needs? Who's trusting? Who are you trusting to give you comfort? Who are you trusting to give you help? Who are you trusting to get you across the finish line? I will say it's not the devil, and it's not the world, and it's not the things of the world. Praise God, it's but the Lord Jesus Christ and the sweet Spirit of God that lives in my soul. Praise the Lord. And one day in a little while, I'm going to be like my old Papa, he said, when the depression set in, he said, I didn't even know there was one because God was real, praise God, and He's still real today, and we can shout her out. Amen. I heard a thing on the news that said that these crazy people are asking for a recession because they're not getting their way. Said the only way they can get their way is if we have a great recession. Now, what kind of logic is that? Lord, I want you to bring a hardship on my family so I can get my way. God's a blessing me. God's a helping me. God's encouraging me. They crippled too high for crutches. Amen. crippled through half crutches. Praise God. There's a God of heaven that wants to bless us and use these United States of America if we want the blessing today. The old preacher said, praise God, he said, if you'll just cast it out upon the waters. He said, if you'll just believe in faith, if you'll just trust in the Lord, if you'll just sell out, praise God, for Lord Jesus Christ. You know what he's saying, Pastor Jeff? I'm saying we can't limit ourselves. Let me ask you a question today. Are you limiting yourselves? Are we limiting ourselves in what we can do? You say, what do you mean, Pastor? I'm saying, what are we doing for Lord Jesus Christ? What are we doing for Him? How are we magnifying Him? How are we lifting up the name of Jesus? I want to say, I believe we're selling ourselves, church. Praise God, when we think that we can't. But I want to say, praise God, God said that we can through the power of the Holy Ghost of God and through the help of the Lord. We can step out on faith. Amen. Nothing wavering. Praise God. And just proclaim the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, come to seek and to save that was lost. Praise the Lord. And just step out on faith, believing Him, telling it everywhere we go. You say, preacher, people won't want to hear it. There'd be a few people don't want to hear it. But there's a whole lot of people that'd like to hear some good news. Amen. Hey, some people would like to hear the good news. The old preacher, praise God, he said, hey, listen, the voice of the old preacher, he said, hey, glory be to God. Just put her out there, amen, to the finish, to the fall, and looking for something, expecting something new. Amen. I'm looking for something new. Praise the Lord. I'm looking for power of God to be on our people. You say, preacher, who are you talking about? I'm talking about you and you and you and you and you. I'm looking for God to get our minds and our hearts in sync together, praise the Lord, so that we can serve God, so that we can go everywhere we go looking for an opportunity to be a stepping stone for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I don't ever want to be a stumbling block. Amen. If there's something in my life that's causing me to be a stumbling block, an offense, praise God, I pray God take it out. Amen. I'll just go further. If there's something in my life that's causing me to be a stumbling block or continue to be a stumbling block, I'll pray, God, just take me out. You say, preacher, you're crazy. No, before I become a reproach on my God, I want Him to just take me on home to be with Him, praise God. You say, well, preacher, what are you talking about? I believe, praise God, that God Almighty has a means and direction in order to get us focused and to keep us going in the right place, praise God. And if I'm not going to do what God had me to do, amen, just take me out of the way. Amen. You said, preacher, I wouldn't have said that. Why? I want to be what I can be to the fullest for my God. You said, well, preacher, what are you doing? I'm stepping out on faith. I'm putting all my faith in Him, not in myself. Because I don't want to limit my God. What are you saying? I'm going to trust Him. I'm trusting Him to guide me. I'm trusting Him to lead me. I'm trusting Him to show me the way. Amen. To give me the direction, the focus that I need, praise God, to stay faithful for Him. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know, I've kind of got out of the will of God. I've been going in different directions. I haven't really been focused like I need to. Well, praise God, it's time to refocus. Amen. It's time to refocus. It's time to redirect our thinking, praise God. So the old preacher here, he's saying that, he says, look, we need to live by faith. We need to trust God for everything. Our health, our finances, our home, our churches, our country, our people, our families. He said we need to trust God for everything. God said if we'd trust Him, believe on Lord Jesus Christ, He said He'd save us and our household. Amen? Amen. How many people you got in your family that's lost? Amen. But when we put our faith, our trust in the Lord, praise God, say, oh God, please save my youngins. Save my children, save my grandchildren, praise God. And believe in faith, God begins to move to saving a soul. Let me just say you something this morning. Jesus never intended for any of you, any of us, or our families to die and go to hell. Jesus came to Himself personally. He left heaven, came to earth, praise God, to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. He came to deliver us out of condemnation. He said, those that believe not, He said, they were condemned already. You say, who is that preacher? That's unbelievers. Those that don't believe on Lord Jesus Christ. But we believe on God. We believe on His Word. Praise God. We do what He says. And He begins to direct us in the right path. Take us to the right places. Give us the right people. Amen. Well, I'm glad He does. I'm glad He gave me a family right here in this place. A family that love one another, care for one another, try to treat each other right. Amen. For God's glory. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know, well, I would try to do right, but I'm trusting the Lord, but you know, I've got so many different things, and you know, there's so much opposition. Yeah, he said, that's what the preacher goes into next. He said, avoid making excuses. Amen. He said, if we live by faith, he said, we won't make excuses. He said, we'll just follow the Lord. Because it says in verse 3, if the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree falleth to the south or toward the north, in a place where a tree falleth, there it shall be. So we see what the old preacher is telling us here, the voice of the old preacher. He said, hey, listen, said the rains come and the rains go. It said, praise God, you got to work around the rain. He said, and a tree, the way the trees are leaning, the way that tree falls, praise God, that's where it's going to be at the end. I want to say, praise God, I'm not going to worry about the rains. I'm not going to worry about the storm, praise God, to come. I'm going to just trust in the Lord. I'm going to be that tree that's leaning toward the right direction. I'm going to be that tree that's focused on the Lord. I'm going to be that tree that's leaning the right way. Amen. Wouldn't it be a terrible thing to profess yourself as a Christian to be following some of these other wicked things of this world? Amen. The things that's happening in the world, the things that so easily beset us if we'll let it, if we get away from God and godliness, amen, the things come into our life and they devour us and they consume us. That's what the adversary, the devil's after. He come after seeking like a roaring lion whom he may devour. He's coming to devour you. He's devour me, devour our children, destroy our homes. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven. Amen. Who gives me a direction, gives me a focus, gives me a standing where I can stand, praise God, on the right side. Amen. I want to be that tree that's leaning toward Jesus, so when it falls, praise God, I'm going to fall into His arms. Amen. Amen. I want to fall into my Savior's arms when this thing's ended, when I can't go no further, when I trip, when I fall into His arms. But we're living in a day, and an hour of people set in our churches, our fundamental independent Bible-believing churches, and they live ungodly in the world. We got sodomy, we got fornication, we got drug addiction, we got alcoholism. All this stuff is consuming our world, is consuming our people. But they said, God Almighty, He said, if you'll let me, I'll consume you. I'll be so full in you, praise God. I'll overflood you. I'll overshadow you, praise God. I'll give you power to overcome all these obstacles.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, youngins, you want to be different in this world. Now you listen to me, all you young people, look up here a minute. You want to be different in this world, praise God, be on fire for Jesus. Amen. Make Jesus your Lord and Savior. Tell everybody you see about a Savior, praise God, that came and loved you enough to die for your own sinful self. To save you from your sin. But not only did He die, praise God, He went to a tomb, but on that third glorious day, He got up victorious for you, praise God.
Amen.
Jesus, the young people, hey listen, Jesus did that for you. He died for you. He shed His blood for you. He got up for you, praise God. It's time, youngins, hey listen, young folk, it's time we lift ourselves up for Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Lift ourselves up, praise God. Give ourselves, commit ourselves to Him. Amen. Make a commitment. You say, when? We need to do it now. Don't wait till you're old and decrepit like Greg. Amen. Get started today, praise God. While it's called today, let's get in there and do what we can for the Lord. Amen. But He said we'll make excuses. Amen. Because it's raining. You know, if farmers made excuses for ever changing the weather, they'd never get no planting done. That's what the old farmer, that's what he's talking here. The old preacher, the voice of the old preacher says, hey, listen, what about the farmers? He said, every time that they called for a little bit of rain and they loaded up and went to the house, amen, they'd never get a crop in the ground. We're supposed to have been here Friday. They're supposed to have been here all last week. They finally supposed to have been here Friday to do our paving out here. And Brother Lynn said, they're going to be here around 12, somewhere around 11:30, 12 o'clock, going to be here to do the paving. Well, we come up and we was working. We cleaned out some ditches, done all kinds of different things. Well, at 1 o'clock, they still hadn't showed up. So I called Brother Lynn. He was all excited. He said, we got pavement. I said, we don't even have no pavers. He said, oh no. He said, let me call them. Well, he called them. They said, hey, yeah, we're going to try to be there about 1:45 or 2. Well, they showed up at 1:45. And it'd been a little overcast that day, and we'd had two or three little drops of rain. And he said, well, are you the pastor? I said, yeah. He said, I figured they'd come to pave the parking lot. We was down there in the bottom. And he said, where can we put our equipment? I said, you put it up out on the driveway. Amen. Poured out pavement. He said, yes, and it looks like rain, so we're gonna bring equipment up here, so we'll try to get it Monday. That's when I said, fellow, we done prayed for a window. God could give you a window to put the paving in, and praise God. Hey, listen, I said, it's almost 2 o'clock. Hey, praise God. God said, forget the window. I'll give them a door, and ain't nobody here, and there's nothing being done. Amen. Why? Because God Almighty's big. He knows what we need, and people just don't believe God. So a little while later, they come in here dragging the equipment in. And I thought, well, maybe he'll go at it. They did. They went out unloading it, took it down there and parked it, and said, we'll see you Monday. Amen. And guess what? As far as I know, it ain't rained yet. Amen. God still hold that window open, praise God. God's still holding her open so I can get the job done. I told him, I said, Lord, I'm tired of sweeping the gravel out of this parking lot. I know I've done it at least 10 times for myself. Other folks have done it. Lord, we just need a reprieve. We need some help, praise God. And God opened the window, praise God. So big if they could got it done, they could have paid half of Buncombe County. Amen. What are you saying? I said, if we procrastinate, if we make excuses, we'll never do nothing for Jesus. Right. A lot of people say, well, you know, I do something for the Lord, but I just don't know much Bible. Hey, man, it don't matter if you know much Bible, if you know the God of the Bible. Right. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, praise God, you can be able to tell it everywhere you go. You don't have to know word for word, praise God, but you can tell somebody what Jesus done for you. But if we make excuses, if that old farmer made excuses, I could have made excuses for this. This spring I put my corn in the ground. It came a typhoon and drowned it. Didn't have any sweet corn come up. None. I went back and dug in a few of the rows and it rotted in the ground. So wet. You say, well, preacher, you give up? No, I don't give up easy. So I raked them. I made me some new rows. Praise God, I planted her again. Amen. I planted her again, and then it turned off dry. I had just a stalk come up here in a pitiful mess I ever seen in my life. You ever have that happen in your life? You ever have that situation? I mean, you're doing the best you can and you trust in the Lord, praise God, but things just always don't go your way. You know, God has a way of teaching us patience. Amen. Patience is hard. Don't ever ask for God to teach you patience. Don't ever ask for it because that's a hard lesson to learn. But praise God, but I had little old sporadic stuff come up here and there. And I said, oh God, Lord, I need some help. And you know what I did? I went through and I raked her out, praise God, between those ears where they were sporadic in the garden. And I sowed her again. You say, preacher, I'd have give up. Yeah, but God never, Jesus never give up on me. And I'm not going to give up on God. Praise God, I'm going to keep a sowing. I'm going to keep a hoeing. I'm going to keep a reaping, praise God, till I get the job done. Till God Almighty comes and takes me out of here to be with Him forever. And when I get there, praise God, I'm going to thank Him for all the advantage I had. Thank Him for all the help I had. Thank Him for the confidence I had in Him, praise God. The old preacher said, if you make excuses, you'll never get the crop in. But he said, if you'll work hard. See, the Holy Spirit of God moves a cone. I can't explain how the Holy Spirit of God moves, but He moves, He does. And we just trust God, the Spirit of God will be there. Amen. He says in verse 5 here, said, thou knowest the way, that as thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit. So I don't have no idea what the mind of God is. I told you, these banks out here, we've sowed them 6 or 7 times in places. Amen. It would come a typhoon, wash it away, and all of our seed, everything would be down at the bottom of the hill. We'd go down there and we'd rake up as much as we could, patch up all we could, we'd sow her again. Amen. I told Brother Lynn that last time, I said, well, it's God's. We've done all we can. We put the blankets on it. We pinned her down. We used poor old Miles like Spider-Man up and down that bank, dragging him up and down on the rope. Him a pushing pins in that bank, holding them mats down. He done it all with prayer and for the glory of God. This is His place, not mine. It belongs to God. And we just put her out there for Him. I said, well, Lord, it's yours. If you want to wash her away again, praise God, just go ahead. We'll pin her down again. Amen. You say, preacher, were we just being wasteful? No, praise God, it belongs to God. If He's trying to show us something, He wants to keep washing away, praise, so be it. You say, preacher, that's crazy thinking. Praise God. No, that's God we're thinking, because He is an almighty God. He's in control of every situation. I have no control over anything. But my God, oh, He controls it all. He knows today. He knows yesterday. He knows tomorrow, praise God. And He holds it in His hands. Amen. We take our God. I'm trying to finish up here. We take our God and we put Him in a little old bitty box. Will your God, let me ask you a question, church. Will your God fit in a box? Huh? Will your God fit in a box? Well, preacher, I can put my Bible in there. I ain't talking about your Bible. Praise God, that's the Word of God. I'm talking about God Almighty. My God won't fit in a box. My box, my God can't be contained. He's Almighty God. I trust Him to make a difference in every aspect of my life. Without Him, Malachi, I can do nothing. Amen. Without the God Almighty, without the Lord Jesus Christ, without the Holy Spirit of God, I can do nothing. But Paul said that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Amen. I have power today. I'm not going to relinquish to the devil or the world or the hypocrites or the church. I'm going to just keep praising God and giving Him all the glory. Amen. Because He has all the power. Amen. I'm not going to make excuses. Praise God. I'm just going to keep pressing on for God. The old preacher says we got to have faith. Got to live by faith. He said we got to avoid excuses. And then the last one here, he said we got to work hard. Oh my, I done lost half of you. Said you got to work hard. Do you know being a Christian? Listen to me. To be a Christian, a child of God, you've got to work at it. You've got to say, it's like having a job. You've got to go at it every day. You've got to start every day. And you've got to believe the Lord every day. You've got to trust the Lord every day. You've got to rely on the Lord every day. To trust in, to rely on, to adhere to. That's what believing means. If we're a believer today, if you're a believer, we have to put all our trust in the Lord. The old preacher, praise God, said we've got to have faith in God. He said we've got to quit making excuses and we need to work hard at this thing while we have an opportunity to work. Amen. May come a day when we can't. You say, preacher, when do we start? He said, we start early. Amen. Look what he says in verse 6. He said, in the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thine hand. Amen. He said, you got to get started early. I look across this audience. Some of us ought to have been in it for a while. Amen. Ought to have started early. Listen, you young people. Say, preacher, why do you always preach to young people? Because I love yous. And don't do like us old people, praise God. And don't wait till you get old to start serving and loving God. Love the Lord now. Serve the Lord now. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ and make Him your Lord and Savior now. Trust in Him, amen. Adhere to Him. Do what He says to do. Follow Him all the days of your life and He'll bless you. And one day He'll usher you in. He'll carry you through across the river Jordan, praise God, on those stepping stones of grace and deliver you into the presence of God. Amen. But I said we got to start early. Start early. Start with the rising of the sun. Amen. Start where Jesus got up. Amen. The rising of the S-O-N, praise God. He come out of the tomb. We just need to come out with Him, praise God. Come out from under the load of the bondage of sin and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Like old Isaiah, Lord, here I am. Use me. You can't do that without faith. The old preacher said, you can't do that if you're going to sit around and make excuses. The people sit around and say, well, preacher, you know, if old such and such would do his part, or if my wife would do her part. I've talked to three different fellows. Now listen, guys, we're supposed to be the spiritual leaders of our household. Are you hearing me? You young people, you young men, when you decide to get married, you start courting you a woman, you're supposed, God designed you and commended you to be the spiritual leader of your household. Amen? Amen? Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's the way God designed you to be. Men are supposed to be spiritual leaders of our household. Amen? And we need to step out and be those leaders God has. And we need to do it today. We can't put it off. We can't make excuses. We can't put it off on mama. Amen. It falls direct on our shoulders. We are the ones who stand to give an account for our children one day. Praise God. When it comes to the spiritual needs of the household, for the children and for mama, for yourself, we'll stand accountable. And it's time we stood up, praise God, with a backbone like a saw log and say, Lord God, here I am. I'm going to work as hard as I can to be pleasing to you. Amen. Do you know, if we'll do that, when it comes nighttime, we'll be able to enjoy the day. I love early morning. Praise God, it's just a wonderful thing. Amen. When you get out and you see, and you look out the window and you can see the sun, you see the day, and everything's all fresh, it's a new beginning. Boy, what a glorious time it is. But praise God, when you get in there, Brother Bill, and you work all day long, and you slave, you work, and you labor, praise God, for the Lord and for the things that we need, praise God. When it comes to the end of the day, you notice what I found? There's a peace in my soul, Brother Don. I can lay down, pillow my head, and it don't take me but a minute to go to sleep. I can lay down and I say, Lord God, thank you for this glorious day that you've given me. Thanks for the help. Praise God. Thanks for the confidence. Amen. By the time I get done praying, boy, I'm sound asleep, sleeping like a baby. Amen. Because you start early, praise God, and you do the best you can through faith and without making excuses, working for God Almighty. Amen. When it comes to the end of the day, praise the Lord, you can pillow your head and go to sleep. Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12 said, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Amen. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Think about that. When we get out and we work hard, but when we labor for the Lord, when we put forth an effort for Him, well, I tell you what, it makes you feel so good at the end of the day. Amen. You look back and you say, boy, look what God has done. Look at the opportunity God has given. We make the best of the day. He said, this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. And so we just take that day and we get up and we say, Lord, I just want to get the best out of this day. And there's good stuff in it. You say, well, preacher, there's nothing good in my day. Praise God, there's a God in your day. You said, no, God ain't in it. If He wasn't, you wouldn't be here. Amen. I told you about the old fellow that said, he said, preacher, I would God just leave me alone. I said, if He did, you're dead, man. Amen. If He didn't give you the next breath you breathe, pray God, you'd be dead. But thank God, God gives you that breath. He gives you the strength to throw them feet out of bed, to get up in the morning, praise God, and press on for the glory of God. We ought to be doing it today. Because this is a day. God don't make no junk. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, He said we need to be redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are evil. Does that sound familiar to anybody? I said a while ago, it's not sinfulness no more, it's just evilness. It's evilness. When we got all this stuff happening in the world and people begin to say, well, it's okay. It's okay with who? It may be okay with your neighbor. It may be okay with your family. But praise God, it's not okay with God. God has a higher standard for you and I. Amen? And we need to be... The old preachers are preaching. He said, you know what? He said, we need to live by faith. We need to quit making excuses because the world says everything's okay. So we need to quit making excuses. Well, God says that it's not okay. God says that there's a power and a plan to redeem men from their sins. And we ought to be thanking God every day, rejoicing in the Lord for the day He's given us. You say, well, preacher, what'd that make? The old preacher said that'd make a difference in somebody's life. It would change somebody. Redeeming the time. He said, starting at youth. He said, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth. Amen. He said, start redeeming the time now. Take full advantage of the time now. Use the time. Take advantage of your youth. You say, well, preacher, I ain't no youth. I'm 78 years old. Praise God. Hey, according to God and the standard of God, you're still a young man. Amen. He's ageless. And God Almighty will help you to be all that you can be. It's never too late to step out on faith. It's never too late to live by faith. It's never too late to quit making excuses. Amen. Listen, you say, preacher, all I get to do, that fellow told me a while back, he said, well, preacher, I can't serve the Lord. All I get to do is get up and go to the doctor. I said, well, glory to God. He says, what's the glory of God? I said, because you can get up. And because you can go to the doctor. I just go down there to the doctors. I'll tell everybody down there how blessed you are. Because you got up this morning. You come to have them check you again. Amen. Praise God. Say, I come just so you, I can check in, tell you this morning, praise God, that I'm still alive and I'm praising the Lord. Amen. Praise God, you don't ever get too old and you're never too young. The old preacher says, praise God. He said, just live by faith. Trust in God and by faith. He said, quit making excuses for not serving God. And he said, just get in there and work as hard as you can. Doing what you can for the glory of God. Well, preacher, I just don't feel like it's enough. Who told you that? That's not for man to judge. That's for God to judge. Amen. If we get in there and we do what we can for Him, praise God, God will get glory out of it and you'll get blessings. And you'll get up there in the spout where the glory comes out. And you'll start feeling good about yourself. You'll start feeling good about your God. You'll start knowing that He's true. But he said, we need to, the old preacher says, we need to work now. Right now. He said, don't wait till too late. Let's start doing what we can now. Amen. Church, it's time to do what we can now for the glory of God. We do it by stepping out in faith, putting our faith upon the Lord, casting our bread upon the waters, saying, Lord God, I know it's yours anyway. Amen. Kind of like that illustration of the Lord Jesus Christ when the little widow woman come and she put in her mite and that thing went in there and it rolled around and went to that thing and said, the Lord looked at them disciples and said, she gave more than all of you because she put in of her want. Amen. In other words, what she was going to live on, she just cast it in there and said, you know what? I'm just going to trust in God. But I guarantee you on authority of God's Word that little old widow woman never went without a bite to eat. I guarantee you before the day was done, praise God, she had food on her table and plenty. Amen. Why? Because she just cast everything she had upon the Lord. Church, I believe what we need to do today is just to redeem the time. I believe we need just come and we just cast all that we are, all that we have, everything, every bit of our finances, every bit of our life, every bit of our household, every bit of our endeavors. Praise God, we just need to bring them and cast upon the Lord and say, Lord God, here is all that I am. And I need you to take care, redeem the time, praise God, just to trust in faith, without excuses, working, getting in there saying, Lord God, here am I. Everything I've got, Lord, I'm going to bring you. I'm going to cast it on the altar. I'm going to bring it to you, Lord. I'm going to put it in your hands. Ain't you about tired, wore out from carrying the load all by yourself? Ain't it about time, youngins, that we said, you know, I'm just going to trust in the Lord?